Hi, Greg and Lindsay from K-John's Jewelry Company here.
K-John's is a family-owned, upscale jewelry store. Believe me, you'll think you're in some bougie city when you walk in. But we have competitive prices with online jewelers, and we still have small-town, good old-fashioned customer service.
We specialize in engagement rings, custom design, natural and lab-grown diamonds, and unique colored gemstones. We also have an impressive assortment of rocks and minerals, which make for fun and unique gifts.
We have two graduate gemologists on staff and an 11-time national award-winning jewelry designer.
That award-winning designer is Lindsay, but she's too modest to say so.
Aw, thanks, babe.
With a team of 10 awesome people ready to serve you, come by and see us this holiday season.
You'll be welcomed with a big smile and a kind hello, a complimentary jeweler cleaning so you're all sparkled up for the holidays, and even a nice warm coffee.
We are located at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero, right between the police station and stagecoach.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peekpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Pacific West Steel, specializing in metal roofing and metal siding for homes, barns, awnings, commercial buildings, and more. Offering customers multiple product solutions. No job is too big or too small. For longevity, energy savings, and durability, call Adam Andrade, Pacific West Steel, the industry leader, 805-238-1783. That's 805-238-1783 for Pacific West Steel.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Tuesday, December 10th, 2024, I'm Kevin Will.
County Department of Weights and Measures warns against skimmer devices this holiday season. New meeting time for Passable City Council starting January. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine today, highs in the upper 60s. It's 26 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County Department of Agriculture and Weights and Measures has released two statements for customers this holiday season, warning against skimmer devices at the gas pump and overcharging during shopping. Skimmers are placed at gas pumps to scan credit or debit card numbers and PIN numbers and pass that information to off-site receivers. Weights and Measures inspectors routinely conduct sweeps during the holiday seasons to look for fraudulent devices and found none throughout the county during the 2024 Thanksgiving holiday. The department advises the public to look for tampered or broken security stickers, suspicious behavior, or to pay using cash to avoid a skimmer device. For holiday shopping, Weights and Measures urges shoppers to stay vigilant when it comes to pricing at the register. Retailers will often offer numerous discounts, but customers should be aware of overcharges. The potential for inadvertent overcharges is much higher during this season due to the higher volume of sales and rapidly changing price discounts. Customers are advised to keep track of advertised prices and the price at the register, and to consult store cashiers or clerks if they notice an overcharge. By law, retailers must have accurate prices, with the Department of Weights and Measures regularly conducting price verification inspections throughout the county. New meeting time for Passable City Council starting January. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazing Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazing Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazingbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Beginning January 2025, at the Passable City Council's meeting, start time will be adjusted. Meetings will now begin at 6 p.m. on the first and third Tuesdays of each month. Meetings can be attended in person, watched online, or listened to right here on KPRL. The city also announced that the two meetings in January will be combined into one meeting on Wednesday, January 15th. The Passerables Main Street Association is collecting feedback regarding the City Council's decision to terminate the employee parking lot program. The first reading of an ordinance to revert the parking lots back to the public, free parking, was made in its prior meeting. A second reading will appear on the next agenda on December 17th. City Council will give the public the opportunity to speak out against reverting the employee parking lot program in this meeting. Main Street Association will present the feedback regarding the employee parking lot program sent to them at the next City Council meeting. You can visit or contact the Passerville's Main Street Association's office for more information. The 38th Annual Vine Street Victorian Christmas Showcase returns to Passerville's this Saturday, December 14th from 6 to 9 p.m., on Vine Street from 8th to 21st Streets, enjoy a festive environment of beautiful Victorian homes decorated with the Christmas spirit. See Santa and Mrs. Claus, the Snow King and Queen, and Ebenezer Scrooge. Also featured this year will be a snow play area. You can also find cider, hot chocolate, cookies, popcorn, strolling carolers, and performances by choirs and bands. This event is brought to you by the Passerables Main Street Association and the Vine Street Neighbors and Businesses. The County Board of Supervisors will consider a 3.28% rate increase for solid waste in unincorporated areas in its meeting at 9 this morning. Affected areas include rural Santa Margarita, Creston, Templeton, Pozo, La Ponza, Park Hill, Guerrero, Simler, and fringe areas of Atascadero. The hearing date for the increase is proposed to be February 4, 2025. If this item is approved, a notice will be mailed out to all customers within the unincorporated areas and will allow for written protests by the hearing date. If a majority file for valid written protests, the proposed rate increase will not be imposed. Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. Following the consent agenda, presentations will be given to acknowledge outgoing Mayor Heather Moreno and Treasurer Jir Sabak. The winners of this year's City Council election in Atascadero, Mayor Charles Bourbeau, and Councilmembers Mark Darris and Seth Peake will also be sworn in. The Council will also hold a public hearing for the second reading of its Business Tourism Improvement District Assessment, increasing from 2% to 2.5%. If there is more than a 50% protest to the increase, the Council cannot conduct a second reading to change the assessment rate. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The County Behavioral Health Department announced the launch of the Care Court in San Luis Obispo County. A release by the department says the Care Court is a program in response to the CARE Act passed by Governor Gavin Newsom in 2022, which helps address the need for treatment programs focused on unhoused individuals who suffer from schizophrenia or other psychotic disorders. Under the CARE program, petitions are submitted for participants, where they are assigned a Care Court. The court will determine their eligibility and connect them to the County Behavioral Health Department for treatment, housing, and other supports in a plan that can last for up to 24 months. The release says the Care Court will continuously monitor the individual's care plan, hearing concerns from participants, petitioners, and agency partners throughout the treatment. These courts are overseen by the San Luis Obispo Superior Court. You can go to the county's website for more information. In sports, for the NFL, the Bengals defeated the Cowboys yesterday, 27-20. In the NBA, the Knicks defeated the Raptors, 113-108. Tonight, the Mavericks will face Oklahoma City, and Orlando Magic will go against the Milwaukee Bucks. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop. with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15. California news coming up next.
You know, I was very pleased with not only the repair done by Davis Body Shop, but also their professionalism. Jason was courteous and explained the work to be done in clear terms. I was sent regular texts to keep me up to date on the progress of the repairs, and the job was finished in the time schedule he'd estimated. I would recommend Davis for any auto body work that needs to be done.
Nobody says it better than Ann from Paso Robles when she tells her story about her experience at Davis Body Shop. We've been telling you for over 50 years about Davis Body Shop, why we're the longest established auto body repair shop on the Central Coast, offering a lifetime warranty on repairs. Discover the Davis difference at Davis Body Shop, El Camino Real, Atascadero, or on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. Online, davisbodyshop.com.
California Headline News. Los Angeles County firefighters battling a fast-moving brush fire in the hills north of Pepperdine University in Malibu. Retired LA County Fire Captain Steve Krieger says conditions in the area aren't good.
I've spent many times sleeping on the grass out there out front of Pepperdine University at a fire camp and been all around that area. And they are very difficult, and they spot with that wind.
Some mandatory evacuations in place. Classes and finals at Pepperdine canceled today. No reports of structures damaged, but many are now threatened. The fire fueled by Santa Ana winds had started blowing through the region Monday. Earthquake with numerous aftershocks rattling parts of Northern California and Nevada Monday. The quake centered near the community of Yerington, Nevada, 7 miles east of Lake Tahoe.
It's not a very densely populated area, but it's part of our seismic zone along the Nevada-California border that has a lot of earthquakes.
Christy Rowe with the Nevada Seismological Lab. The quake coming days after a 7.0 shook a large area of the region and prompted a tsunami warning. Jeff Scott, California News.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
When I'm 64.
The world has changed a bit recently, but you're still going to turn 65. That means you'll need to know how and when to enroll on Medicare Part B. Will you be enrolled automatically, or will you need to begin your enrollment down at the Social Security office? Is a Medicare supplement better for you? Or maybe one of those low to no premium Medicare Advantage plans? We realize that you're being inundated with mail and confusing advertisements. So give us a call for free over the phone, counsel, and service today. All these questions are easy for us. Hi, I'm Mike at Hedges Insurance. We're an independent insurance agency that's helped thousands of seniors successfully wade through the Medicare maze for over 30 years. One of our 4 highly trained agents are ready to help you with all of your Medicare needs. A face-to-face meeting is not required for us to assist you. So we can put away the hand sanitizer. We can help you transition onto Medicare from the comfort of your home. Let's make this easy for you. Just dial 805-466-9048 today. That's 805-466-9048 to get the hedge of protection.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News, sponsored by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. As implementation of California's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act ramped up during the past couple years, farmers who learned late about the far-reaching law have encountered additional charges. In 2017, a Madera County farmer borrowed money to purchase farmland and plant almond trees, long-term investments he may be unable to recoup due to the law's restrictions on groundwater pumping. As groundwater management tightens under SGMA in the coming years, some groups are expanding their efforts to educate farmers about the law. Food and Farm News is brought to you by Dignified Hope Care, Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic is brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Clouds and sunshine mixed in today with highs in the upper 60s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows right around 30. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow morning, then mostly sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. North-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday, cloudy on Saturday with about a 40% chance of showers, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday next week. Low 60s starting Thursday, continuing through Friday into the weekend and Monday, and 62 a week from today. Currently, it is 27 degrees with some clouds in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open mixed. Investors are waiting for the Consumer Price Index released tomorrow. The Federal Reserve is expected to lower interest rates next week. Oracle shares are down 8%. Its earnings were only slightly below forecast, though the stock's up 80% this year on artificial intelligence expectations. Designer brand shares down 13%. The parent company of the DSW shoe chain lowered its outlook for the year after sales softened in recent months. Alphabet, parent of Google, shares are up nearly 4% after unveiling its new quantum computing chip. Shares of Alaska Air, which recently merged with Hawaiian Airlines, up 13%. It's boosting its forecast. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
6S. It's discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management and investment banking firms in the industry. Stifel. It's where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
This Friday from 5 to 9 p.m., Atascadero Sunken Gardens and the entire downtown will be transformed into a magical winter wonderland with over 70 tons of snow, a massive snowslide, a snowpile area, Joe's Little Train, a bungee jump, and more. Santa and his elves will be there until 8, along with live music and dance performances, shop downtown merchants, and over 50 craft and food vendors. Winter Wonderland, this Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. Details at visitatascadero.com.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space. A professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warbirds Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
For over 87 years, H.M. Holloway has been serving the farmers of Central California, and they very much appreciate your patronage. And H.M. Holloway will continue to offer quality, dependable service. H.M. Holloway, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. They are your Honda power equipment dealer there on El Camino Real at Tascadero, 238-577-5238-KPRL. To join us on the Tuesday edition, the right choice. By the way, still have a gift certificate for a Christmas tree. Kevin at kprl.com. I will let you know through the email if you have won the gift certificate. So, get on it.
Spent a week in Houston and watched it rain. Spent a day in Dallas, missing play. And it sure was cold up in Montreal.
KPRL.
Should have called
the Morning Exchange.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 1, the first part of Protecting What Matters with Barry. Rabbi Amir Gordon, and obviously, but just talking about the rising anti-Semitism around the world, and also the lighting ceremony in Paso Robles with the menorah lighting coming up. Then in the 1 o'clock hour, Alexandra Morris, the San Luis Obispo County Master Plan on Aging, the role of the care manager in the aging, and tips and indicators to watch for when you're seeing your aged loved ones during the holidays. So that's all this afternoon here on The Right Choice, KPRL. And let's see here. There was something in on the motorhome, but I couldn't open up the file, so sometimes that happens. By the way, We had the equipment replacement last week with the issue that we were having that we couldn't find. So what the heck, you just buy new equipment. But then there was I got an email about the Rich Valdez, and there was an issue this Saturday with this weekend with one of the shows. Every feed that we get, we have no control of. So it's on the, and I talked with one of the guys from Westwood One, the affiliate manager, last week about it, that, I don't know, in X amount of years, last year, and he's been in the business almost as long as I have been, and we're on the same page with this, that the reliability of the equipment and the people that are running it is not what it once was. So, but anything, any of the shows that you hear and there's a problem, we have absolutely no control over that. They send everything to us. The coordinates and everything, they send it to us. So we like to be aware of it, but again, we only can control things from our end. All righty, let's see here. Now, your attorney general here in the state of California has joined a growing list of Democrat leaders vowing to resist President-elect Trump's plans for mass deportations. And this is kind of funny, is that the attorney general of the state issued guidance to courthouses, healthcare facilities, universities, schools, labor agencies, public libraries, and shelters requiring state-run agencies to adopt policies to resist Trump's, according to him, draconian and inhumane immigration enforcement actions, which he doesn't know exactly what they are just yet. But I think some of it that President-elect Trump alluded to was the criminal element of it. But your attorney general here in the state, Bonta, says my office will continue to use the full force of the law. Now, I find that comical. He's going to use the full force of the law and every tool at his disposal to protect the rights of the California illegal immigrants. Let me see here. Full force of the law and every tool at their disposal to protect the rights of the California illegal immigrants. Okay, so law, illegal, but he's going to defend them. Oh, okay, gotcha. That makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. So that's part of what's going on in your state. And also that regarding the national stuff, that many Democrats have reportedly encouraged President Biden, if he is still the president, I guess, technically, to grant preemptive blanket pardons to a slew of people, including Adam Schiff and the former director, Anthony Fauci. And this is something that I know many people in the legal, particularly the constitutional side, are just saying this is a dangerous. This is dangerous. It's a outlandish, and we'll see if this happens or not before the president leaves office, because that would be a telltale sign is that he's doing it to protect himself and many people in the Democratic Party for what they have done in the past. So we'll see how far this goes. We'll see how far this goes. All right. Also, as I mentioned last hour, that California is the most regulated state by a lot. Now, again, I'll round the numbers off. So California has, and this is going back just 2 years, 400,000 regulations. New York is in second with 300,000. Now think about that. That's on the books. Now it's interesting here, the top four states with the most regulations, they're all Democratic states. The most. Now, the least, which is not surprising, would be the five least regulated states by the numbers, Idaho, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, and Nevada. Matter of fact, Idaho is just 36,000. Just 36,000, and Nevada, 64,000. But we are over 400,000 regulations in the state of California. And the impact is obviously far-reaching. This covers just about every single thing that you do in your life. Everything you do in your life. And this has an impact on, obviously, the businesses and your pocketbook. Your pocketbook. And this cluster on many of the industries. The Department of Industrial Relations, responsible for writing or enforcing the largest number of regulations in California. And again, think about that, the industrial relations, that's what it's called. So that has effect on every business, which has effect on consumers. And again, not all regulations are bad. We know that we have needed some over the year, but I can't even fathom coming up with over 400,000 regulations. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. There's a Edgar Allan Poe short story called The Beating Heart, and it's kind of fascinating, I think, to see what's going on with pardons and if Elena Kano's trying to discredit, you know, people questioning her process and stuff like that. I was wondering if you guys were aware of the story, at least the storyline, before I blow the ending for you.
I have no idea.
Okay. Chris, you ever heard The Beating Heart?
I don't think so.
Or The Telltale Heart. I'm sorry, that's what it is.
Okay, yeah, okay, no, I've heard of that one.
I've heard of The Telltale Heart, yeah.
Okay, all right. I think that, to me, is a little bit of what's going on here with pardons and election rationalization, stuff like that. It's a guilty conscience that is driving these people, I think, and it's good they have a conscience. I don't think our county board of supervisors all do. So if they have a conscience and they're feeling guilty and that's why they're acting the way they are right now. I'm glad they got a conscience.
I don't think they have a conscience. I just think that in some of these cases, they're just trying to cover their rear ends.
Okay. Well, at least they realize they did bad.
Well, that's where the conscience may come in.
You're right. Maybe they're just trying to keep out of, okay. Maybe, yeah.
I keep recalling
that story and thinking, I think that's what's going on here a little bit, or at least I love that an old fiction can have some reality.
Or how about this? Maybe they're just bad people.
No way. There's no bad people. I'm kidding. I don't know.
No, I get it. Well,
anyway, I just want to share that old short story that may explain some actions.
I don't follow, honestly, about how Telltale Heart relates to this.
They know they did something wrong, and they're never really caught yet, but now all their cover-up and their sweating and their, you know, I need to pardon Schiff. Why would you, you know, because you realize that the cops are here and you're about to get exposed, and it's going to drive you crazy. And so if they're getting driven crazy by their previous actions, I'm all for that.
Well, then, okay, I would like to do the little cat and mouse thing. And I would like to see them suffer as much as possible before the cat eats them.
Okay. Well, that sounds like justice.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's justice, but then there's Kevin's justice.
Okay.
Okay, mine's a little bit different and not as, shall we say, compassionate as some people. I just, particularly people, when they do harm to others and they have the power in place, such as elected officials, to do it to others, and then they're smug and they're arrogant about it, I hope they suffer. It's that simple. I'm not going to get into any, well, you know, as an adult, I don't care. They abuse their power and they hurt people. So, you know, we'll just go, Fauci, he destroyed people's lives and people died because of the decisions of the government. I hope those people are inflicted and they suffer. I mean, people like Fauci.
I agree. I agree with you 100%, but I am happy to be a part of this diverse community of opinions. So I just wanted to share the Telltale Heart. That's what it was. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the beating of their hideous hearts or something like that.
Yeah, he buries him below the floorboards and the cops are there and he's like, I know they hear it. I know they hear that heart. You know, I can't stop it. And it's,
man,
it could be just the blood pumping through his head, but he's going nuts.
Man, there's just too many people wasting oxygen.
Okay. We don't have to agree and still be friends, I think.
All right. Thank you for your call.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Hi. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good, good. Hey, I wanted to, we were kind of talking a little bit about the Board of Supervisors, and I wanted to segue into next week on the 18th, on Wednesday, the Republican Party's not only having its Christmas party, but we're also having a retirement party for probably the best supervisor that we have ever had in this county, which is Debbie Arnold. She's retiring, and we're throwing a retirement or a thank you, Debbie, party. So we're trying to get folks to sign up and come to the event next Wednesday.
Well, you know, it's funny because I was thinking about that yesterday because I got an email from someone regarding this yesterday afternoon, and when I was driving in this morning, I was thinking about Debbie and, you know, going back to, you know, when she worked for Mike Ryan. And then not only that, but also the abuse that she stood up to with the sleazebag Hill and the other one, Bruce Gibson. And Debbie never backed down. She never backed down. She was true from the get-go.
Yeah, she's probably the only true patriot that I've ever seen in public office. that never wavered. You're exactly right. She never wavered. She never backed down. And she was intimidated. You remember, for so long, it was 4-1 Debbie. She was the only voice that we had, and she was the only dissenting voice. So, yeah, we're going to honor her next week. If people could go to the website, rpsloc.org, they can get a ticket. It's a $50 donation. Basically, that just pays for the meal, because we're having it catered for Debbie. But Mike Ryan will be there, and a lot of the people from her past, and we're going to really thank her and say goodbye in the correct way. I mean, Debbie she's amazing. Luckily, we have her son now, who is on the school board in Atascadero.
Yep.
And it looks like he's kind of following in Mom's, not shadow, because no one could ever follow in Debbie's shadow, but he's got the exact same commitment that Debbie has, and we're really happy about that.
Well, again, I don't know if you heard last hour, I had this little thing, is that I wonder what Bruce is going to say at the last meeting to Debbie, if anything.
I've heard from someone that they were asked if they could have a little tribute, because not this week, not this next Tuesday, but the Tuesday after is Debbie's last meeting. And they were told no. They were told that they will not have any kind of ceremony, any kind of acknowledgement of Debbie retiring.
Well, that's not surprising, but they're going to do something today, I think, to honor Cano.
Yes, exactly. And that's the other thing that I would urge people next Tuesday, to show up for public comment and let Debbie know how much she's appreciated. But like I say, we're trying to get a lot of people there. It's at the Pavilion in Atascadero, so it's a big venue, and it's going to be a great send-off to Debbie and a great Christmas party. So we'd love everybody to please go.
All right, well, thanks, and well-deserved.
Yeah, well, thank you. We really appreciate you, and you're part of that team that that Debbie is probably the president and the head of, that she's stepping down. So, but we've got a lot of great patriots. I mean, you have a lot on your show, so we really are fortunate in our county.
All right, appreciate the kind words. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, we ought to boo, I always say Cano, because I always think of Robinson Cano, the baseball player. But, you know, when she gets, boo her. Just, you know, stop this. Well, we need to be, it's this ceremony to this Nat to be rude. No, forget about it. Forget about it. Boo the damn lady. Hi, good morning.
Hey, yeah, she's a pretty amazing lady. Hey, quick question. Earlier today, you guys were talking about the e-bike giveaway thing.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, it's from the state.
From California?
Yep.
Well, I say we just all go for it and try to do this. If they look up my voting record, they'll see that I don't comply with their agenda, but that's okay, though.
Well, they're going to base it on annual household incomes of less than a certain amount.
Oh.
But
okay.
The fact that the state, meaning us,
mm-hmm.
for these 2,000 vouchers to purchase an e-bike, and I forget how much money it was to buy an electric vehicle. So I'm paying for somebody to buy a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this comes down to me, simple. Do the taxpayers of California understand what's going on?
I think we're all just so numb to all the debauchery. Gavin Newsom is so shockingly out of touch with his people, it.
Well,
and I think us as Californians, we love it here. We want to stay here. We were born and raised here and all that stuff. And I think we just put up with all the crap that these people are dishing to us. We're like, well, here we go again. You know what I mean?
To an extent, I understand some of that. But
yeah.
When don't people look at their bank accounts and then say, hey, where's all this money going? I'm not getting the voucher on the e-bike. I'm not getting a voucher to buy a new car. I'm not getting a discount on my phone bill. I'm not getting a discount on my electric bill and all these things. I mentioned the regulations. There's over 400,000 regulations in this state, and that costs, that is money taken out of our pocket because regulations inflict some kind of fee or tax on us.
And enforcement, which costs money, too.
That's you're exactly right.
So, yeah, I mean, I think all of us are just so numb to being abused.
Well,
I don't know what the answer is. We just look at it and we see all these handouts going to people that weren't even citizens, and we're just going, okay, whatever, because it's numbing.
Well,
you know what I mean? It just
even the non-citizens, and you know, of course, they upped it with this. Now all of them are covered with health care that you and I pay for through the teeth. For our own individual or families and stuff like that. But also for the, let's see here, what word can I use delicately? Well, I'll just say the low lives that are capable of working but don't work.
Right, right. Well, they've been conditioned to be reliant on the government. It's amazing, the kids these days in their 20s, this is a way of life, is to get a handout. Back when you and I were in our 20s, it was like, oh, you mean somebody is going to think about going on welfare? Do you remember those days? It was like, oh my goodness, I can't even believe that I know somebody on welfare. Now it's just it's common. It's everywhere.
It's just not young people. It's true.
I'm just saying that the state of mind that you and I had, and still do have. It's like, well, no, I have a job. I'm going to work, and I don't need assistance from the taxpayers. But these days, the kids in their 20s and 30s and all this, that's just normal. Do you see what I mean?
Well, that's when the word normal is not good.
Correct.
It's pathetic. All right,
do we do about it, Kevin?
Well, we keep having to educate people and let them know. And here's another thing. I have heard over the years, particularly the last couple of years, with people calling in and through emails, well, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I don't want to get into an argument. Well, you know what, damn it? You need to start telling people and stuff when they're presenting, you're having a conversation, you can't, you know what? No, this is what the reality is. This is costing you money. It's costing this. It's wrong. You're entitled to your opinion. Don't be afraid of it. What can people do to you when you give your opinion?
Right. Yeah.
Don't be afraid.
Very good.
Don't be afraid. All right, we're up against the clock.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. All right, exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The County Board of Supervisors will consider a 3.2% rate increase for unincorporated areas in the county for solid waste, as well as setting a hearing date for February 4th, 2025. If a majority of customers in unincorporated areas write protests by the hearing date, the proposed rate increase will not be imposed. The 38th Annual Vine Street Victorian Christmas Showcase returns to Paso Robles this Saturday, December 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. On Vine Street from 8th to 21st Streets, enjoy a festive environment of beautiful Victorian homes decorated with the Christmas spirit. The event is brought to you by the Paso Robles Main Street Association and the Vine Street Neighbors and Businesses. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 28 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There are mandatory evacuations for thousands in Malibu, California because of a wildfire exploding in size overnight. Jim here was told to get out.
By one, I got an evacuation notice, and it was an alarm that went off, and they just said get out. I started packing bags quickly. I didn't have a go bag ready. Not smart.
There are Pepperdine University students taking shelter in the campus library and the student center. Luigi Mangione is charged with UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson's murder now in New York, for now held on charges where he was caught in Pennsylvania.
Investigators say he had multiple fake IDs and a 3D printed ghost gun on him when he was caught. Mangione made his first court appearance on gun, forgery, and other charges on Monday, where he was ordered held without bail and did not enter a plea.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Mangione's family says in a statement they're shocked and devastated. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, this is Maddie Work, a proud fifth generation of the Work Family Ranch. I invite you to get outside and enjoy God's beauty from the back of a trusty ranch horse. With deep roots in North County and over 25 years in ag tourism, we offer down-to-earth fun for the whole family. You might be wondering, how can we promise you a trusty ranch horse? Well, would you ride the same horses that have been serving our nation's warriors in the Mighty Oaks Legacy Program for over 10 years? I sure would. Come ride with us and experience the work thing we offer. Call 805-610-0961 or workranch.com.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Clouds early, sunny, upper 60s. Some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the upper 30s. Upper 60s, clouds and sunshine Wednesday, Thursday, maybe some AM rain, about 40%. High of 60 on Thursday, partly cloudy, low 60s Friday. About a 35% chance of rain Saturday morning, right around 60 for the remainder of the day. Then partly cloudy Sunday, low 60, same Monday, Tuesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 2 up and down. 7:03 a.m., 4:51 p.m. It's 6. I almost said it's 69. No, it's not. It's 28 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're on the corner of 16th and Spring from the El Paso de Robles Area Historical Society. Volunteers and docents are wanted and needed if you're looking for something exciting, interesting, and educational to fill your free time. Please consider volunteering at the Paso Robles History Museum and at the Carnegie Library. Flexible hours and days. Volunteer as much or as little as you want, so contact them. All docents and volunteers, of course, are trained and mentored, so no experience is necessary. So, help out. It's very, very rewarding. Also, I get this three-page thing here. It is a Resilient Souls Christmas Bingo coming up December 21st at 5 o'clock. Got to go page 2 to this. At the Rancho Paso Robles Mobile Home Park in the main clubhouse. It's located on Rancho Paso Road. That's down Theater Drive that way. Join them for an evening of holiday cheer with bingo, barbecue, and more, just $25. And you get two bingo cards or buy additional cards for $5 each. And for more information, you can go to, let's see here, on this other page. Well, I don't know. Look up Resilient Souls here. It's a lot more complicated than I thought when I printed it out. All right, Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank, always looking for the best way to serve you. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry, just one block north of the park. All right, you got that list. Get in there. Get in there. Leading off, we have Carl Hansen and Monty Newsom, Dallas McRae, Tom Silva, Mitch Robb, and Sue Trott. That's a short list today on this Tuesday. On my right-hand side, some other folks you perhaps have heard of. Let's see here. The poet Emily Dickinson, 1886. Morton Gold, he was a pretty good composer. 1913, 1996. Dorothy L'Amour, 1914, 1996. John Hammond, not the mayor, the rock and roll talent scout, discovered Billie Holiday, Aretha, Dylan, Springsteen, and Stevie Ray Vaughan. 1919, 1987. Ken Albers of the Four Freshmen. 1924, 2007, Bill Haley and the Comets, Joe Oliver, 1927, 2001, Dan Blocker, Bonanza, 1928, 1972, Tommy Kirk, remember him, the child actor, 1996, then there's Tommy Kirk, Lassie, 1941, 2021, Chad Stewart, Chad and Jeremy, 1943, Steve Renko, pitcher with the Angels and others, and also I think he was a quarterback at Kansas and used to hand the ball off to a guy named Sayers. He was born in 1944. Let's see here. Gloria Loring, the singer, 1946. Lloyd Neal, Blazers, Trailblazers, rather, 1950. One of the great country singers of the 1970s, Johnny Rodriguez, 1951. Susan Day, the Partridge Family, 1952. Mark Aguirre, he was a pretty good hoopster, 1959. Nina Peebles, this actress, 1961. Also, we have on the list here, I believe that is, oh, Joe Burrow, quarterback, played last night, won the game for the Bungles. He was born in 1996, went to Ohio State first. Passing away on this day, 2005, the one and only Richard Pryor. My man Otis Redding, 1967. Michael Nesmith of the Minkees, he passed away in 2021. Philip McKeon, best known as Alice's son, I didn't know he passed away. He died in 2019. He's only 55, my goodness. Dolph Shays, really good hoopster, first NBA player to score 15,000. He died in 2015. Everybody's favorite presidential candidate, Eugene McCarthy, good riddance, 2005. Armin Hammer, industrialist, 1990. Damon Runyon, the columnist and author, passed away in 1946. Alfred Noble, yep, that guy, 1896. Going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Well, he was in jail at 18 for not paying fines. So the Texas Ranger, Joaquin Jackson, heard him singing in the cell. And he got a friend of his. Next thing you know, he grabbed the attention of Tom T. Hall and Bobby Bear. Said, son, you need to go to Nashville. And he did. He arrived with a guitar in his hand and $14 in his pocket. The rest is history. Became one of the biggest country stars of the 1970s. Man, that guy could sing. Johnny R. Johnny Rodriguez goes to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Beginning January 2025, at the Paso Robles City Council's meeting, starting time will be adjusted. Meetings will now begin at 6 p.m. on the first and third Tuesday of each month. City also announced they will combine the two January meetings into one on Wednesday, January 15th. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. Following the consent agenda, presentations will be made to acknowledge outgoing Mayor Heather Moreno and Treasurer Jir Sabak. The winners of this year's City Council election in Atascadero, Mayor Charles Borbeau and Councilmembers Mark Darris and Seth Peek, will also be sworn in. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 28 degrees. Local news update brought to you by
Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
Johnny had 6 number one hits in his career. He's still on the road doing some things. An unfortunate incident in 1998. He shot and killed a 28-year-old acquaintance in his Texas home, believing the man to be a burglar. He was acquitted.
Uh-oh.
Two more to go. Not two more. One more. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2. KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.